Washington state lawmakers face a daunting task as they convene on Monday for the 2017 legislative session: how to fully fund public schools by 2018. That job might have just gotten harder. Wednesday, a bipartisan task force working on the issue split along partisan lines. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
For the past several months, a group of 8 Washington lawmakers and a representative of the governor have been meeting on the topic of education funding. Their task was to make recommendations on everything from teacher pay to how to fund basic education in Washington. But instead of a neat package of bipartisan recommendations, the task force divided along party lines. Democrats produced a list of recommendations that calls for $7.3 billion in additional education spending over the next 4 years. Republicans published a list of guiding principles. That prompted this scolding from Democrat Pat Sullivan. He's the majority leader of the Washington House.
We've been meeting as a group for 7 months, and I'm looking down and I'm seeing that your document says Republican guiding principles. If after 7 months you have guiding principles, it's just not enough.
Republican John Braun pushed back forcefully. He critiqued the Democrats' plan as failed ideas from the past. Braun chairs the Senate Budget Committee.
Please refrain from scolding us for our approach. Our approach is legitimate. We think we have a better chance. These proposals that you trot out from yesteryear have been tried in this way and have not succeeded.
Washington lawmakers have promised to act by the end of the 2017 session to take the pressure off local school levies to fund basic education. The state is also racking up a $100,000 a day fine for failing to provide the Washington Supreme Court with a plan to fully fund public schools by 2018. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.